What does it actually mean to love God? Is it just a feeling, or is there more to it? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. If you've been around church or the Bible for a while, you've probably heard the call to love God above everything else. But how do we do that? Is it just about keeping up warm, fuzzy feelings for Him? Let's think about it together in today's story. How Do I Love God? By Taylor Eisen. If you often go to church or read the Bible, you've probably been told over and over again, love the Lord your God. But what does that mean? How do we do that? Should we just try to create positive emotions toward God and maintain that happy feeling for Him all the time? Well, no, of course not. While feelings are an important part of love, and we will have times when we feel lots of love for God, love goes much deeper than feelings. Actions and choices are what ultimately define and sustain love. And God chose to love us first. He pursued His people in many ways in the Old Testament, and then Jesus came. As God the Son, Jesus obeyed and loved God the Father perfectly. Jesus died on the cross to take our sins upon Himself and to give us His righteousness before the Father. And then He rose from the dead to defeat Satan, sin, and death, making the way for us to be with Him forever. Now that is a lot of love. For us, loving God means responding to His love by making choices that are in line with His good ways. Because God loves us, He gave us commands that reflect His goodness. And because of what He does for us and in us, we can love Him by obeying those good commands. The problem is, none of us can do that perfectly. We all miss the mark. We fail to love God as He deserves to be loved. But the good news is, Jesus loved and obeyed the Father for us. And if we've put our trust in Jesus, He has given us the Holy Spirit, empowering us to love God too. That doesn't mean loving God will always be easy. And just like loving anyone else in our lives, loving God doesn't mean you can't share feelings of anger or fear with Him when things get difficult. Quite the opposite. There are many examples in the Psalms of lament, of people calling out to God in anger and frustration, but that doesn't mean they failed to love Him in those moments. In fact, by drawing near to God in their times of pain and anger, they were demonstrating their love and trust in Him. Many of the Psalms even end with a reminder of how good God is. Whatever season I'm in, whether I'm lamenting like the psalmists or overflowing with joy and praise in the face of God's goodness, when He reminds me of what He has done for me through Jesus, it leads me to love Him more and more. All right, let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. God loves us so much that even when we fail to love Him, He doesn't stop loving us. In Jesus, He offers us forgiveness. Consider taking a moment to praise God for His amazing love. Now, as you and I can read in 1 John 4:19, we love because He first loved us. And take a closer look at what the Bible says in Matthew 22, verses 36 to 40, John chapter 14, verses 15 to 27, and 2 John 1, 5 and 6, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and it's listener supported. You know, if you donated just $5 a month, that goes a long way to keep Unlocked going strong into the future. And if you'd like to donate, join the team supporting Unlocked, you can do that by checking out the Giving tab in the Unlocked app or going to unlocked.org. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. If you're still wondering how to grow in your love for God, well, she's bringing a super practical nuts and bolts devotional to help you. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.